Hey, welcome back to Thursday Drive here on BFM. So glad to have you with us and super stoked to have Devin from Pacific Heights in the studio.
Good evening and evening all you lovely BFM listeners.
Now, tonight is a special night for you because it's the eve of your brand new record.
Yeah, my little musical release. Baby comes out tomorrow.
A Lost Light?
It is called A Lost Light.
Now, I have sort of read all the copy, you know, all the press releases and stuff like that. Is it true that the concept came to you in a dream?
It did.
Was there a coyote?
Oh, there was peyote, no. I've had these... I do dream a lot, but very rarely do I wake up from a dream and recall all of it, including the emotional kind of workings of it. And I woke up with wet eyes, you know, I was standing, the last memory I have of the dream, the ending of the dream before waking up, was standing in the ocean by myself. I'd been on this island for 4 years in solitude in the 18th century.
In your mind?
Mind.
I love how dreams do that. They give you like an instant history as well.
How the fuck do you even imagine that shit? You know, like, how do you remember what it's like to be in the 18th century? Yeah. Like, sort of time traveling without my knowledge, but... and then so I quickly jotted down as much as I could remember of this dream, bullet pointed it, and even to the kind of emotional settings of each of the chapters, and then locked myself in the studio basically for 2 weeks and wrote the bones of the album.
Sick.
Mm.
Was it one of those like early morning dreams, or was it a dream you woke up from in the middle of the night?
No, it was quite early morning because I remember waking up and it was just before light. And
those are the most real for me as well.
The early morning ones?
Yeah. Where you like kind of woken up once I go back to sleep. They hammer home right there.
You guys might know this. I'm definitely not a sleep scientist, but
we're sleep scientists.
Okay, yep. These guys are sleep scientists and they're going to tell us the truth. But from my knowledge, your deepest sleep is before midnight. So if you go to sleep...
Okay. No, I'd agree with
this
that.
This is the old wives' tale I've been told. Maybe it's just like my mum trying to get me to go to bed early.
I'm imagining like a sleep pyramid, you know, and like right in that point, and you're like deep, and then you start getting out of it.
And sleep pyramid. Yeah.
So maybe this, like you and I, how we have these wonderful like early morning dreams. Maybe that's because we're not in our deepest sleep, and we can remember them, and you know.
This is true. I reckon.
It's kind of that quasi land.
Is anybody
like,
out there a sleep scientist? Give us a call
if you know. Michel Gondry. That movie totally messed with me, man.
For real?
Science of sleep.
Oh, okay.
Michel Gondry, that's how you say his name.
Now, you just said that you locked yourself in the studio for 2 weeks to get the bones of the album done. What followed after that?
This whole album was recorded, mixed, mastered in the space of 3 months. So it was pretty much 24/7 outside of my other commitments on this record. Mm-hmm. And getting other vocalists in and collaborators and... people to bring embellish the musical flavor of it, and
sounds like fun.
It was a really efficient and fun album. Yeah, it almost went by too fast. I was like, shit, I've already finished this thing.
Because right. you've also had a hand in John Toogood's most recent Adults album.
Congratulations as well. That's fantastic.
I loved that record. Yeah, it was a great musical journey to be part of, and you know, John's even more hyperactive than me, so it was like two peas in a pod. It was like, you know, two guys pissing on the electric fence together, you know.
We spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, and I'd sort of forgot that how like he was frothing. He was so stoked, he was so pumped when I talked to him on the phone. And I just said oh, that guy is the front man of Shehad, and yeah. he does bring huge amounts of energy. It was incredible to actually talk to him.
And he's like 60 years old and he's still jumping around like a 10-year-old, you know.
Had you ever done a project like that where you've had to work with someone's
iPhone, someone's recordings?
Gnarly iPhone recordings?
No,
and that's where I live, I love that stuff.
Was an absolute sonic annihilation for me. Like, I was put in the torture chamber.
Just kind of sort of trying to accentuate the textures that come with that.
All the nuances that are in that, you know, MP3 recording that you've got on your phone.
Yeah. But the vibe was there, right?
Now, look, we've talked about this off air and we'll talk about it on air as well. Vibe is number one.
Yes.
As a producer, vibe is number one.
That's right. It's the hardest bit to capture.
It is the hardest bit to capture and it's the hardest bit to recapture.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have to redo it, you're fucked. Mm. You might not ever get that vibe again. So, you know, look, we worked with John's shitty phone recordings and we made an album. And I think it sounds really good.
It's real good. It's fantastic. Yeah. Good stuff. Now, will Pacific Heights, will this be coming out on wax as well?
Or? Okay, so help out, a vinyl-hungry musician here. I am doing the vinyl run myself out of a place called Crates, Q-R-A-T-E-S, in Japan. And they do kind of this crowdsourcing thing where if you hit your magic number, they'll press the vinyl for you.
Cool.
So I've got like 10 or 11 days to go on my crowdfund vinyl run, and I've done 70 out of 200, so let's go.
Nice.
Let's help me out, because I don't want to have to buy 130 copies to get it on vinyl.
Well, I mean, what do you know about this particular pressing plant?
They do some great pressings. That blog Sniffers did their pressing with them, and I actually heard that, and I thought it was really good. So, yeah, they do a lot. If you go to a website, they've got tons of stuff being put out of there.
Okay.
Quite a lot of indie stuff, but yeah, they have a good output.
Nice, nice. Now, who have you called on for the finishing touches of A Lost Light? Who have you reached out to? Who have you got appearing on
you? John wants you to drop names now.
Well, most of my characters in my play are quite new stars. They're new people on the scene. I don't know if you guys know a Wellington act called Grony. Fantastic electronic act. They kind of are the closest thing, I think, in electronic music we've got to Radiohead out of New Zealand.
Cool.
Absolutely stunning music. Anyway, one of their main producers helped me do some of the extra drum programming. And then I've got, obviously, Joe Dookie from Fat Freddy's singing on a track. He's back in the Pacific Heights family album stage. And then there's a whole kind of host of characters that are kind of new emerging. So we've got a singer called Motta from Christchurch, Neil McLeod, who's a young singer I'm working with on his own stuff. We've got Julia Catherine Parr from Physical, and Anna Eddington from her outfit's called Eddie. So they're all kind of Wellington, part of my Wellington community, and
mint.
Yeah,
that's so.
I love
Wellington.
Working with new people.
Cool.
It's great.
Good stuff.
Keeping it fresh.
Keeping it fresh, man. It brings fresh energy to the table.
Now we've got so if people want to listen to your new album, obviously
I'm not quite as tropical or Caribbean as the stuff in the background. Just so the listeners know,
this is the drag show.
This is actually wonderful music.
Keep it trop, everyone.
I'm like more deep Pacific Southern Alps kind of weird ambient music compared to this, but
you could probably work with this.
I don't have any steel drums.
If I threw you this and told you to maximize it, you could do something.
I don't know if I can make this any better. This sounds pretty damn cool.
It's true. Well, you could put a big four on the floor, let's be honest.
Could do a bootleg remix of it, for sure. Hit the club with it. Let me just put an 808 subline
there
in
there. You go. Finally, we got there.
Now, if people do want to get their hands on a vinyl copy of your new Pacific Heights record, where can they do so?
Such a good salesman.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey,
you're helping me
out. It's a pre-order search.
It's a pre-order, so you can get it on my website, pacificheights.co.nz. You can hit my Facebook up. You can find that website, QRATES. Actually, I'm on the front page at the moment, so you can go there. And, yeah, I think that's a good amount of outlets, isn't it?
Sounds fucking. It's all good.
Yeah.
And it's all streaming tomorrow.
You can get it all digitally tomorrow morning. It's out everywhere worldwide, Spotify, iTunes.
We're going to do one right now, though. Right?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Is this the one that we
want?
The one with Joe Dookie on the track?
Oh, yeah, I love this track. It's kind of like a synth workout.
Mint.